Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. There's big doings on tap for grain growers this Friday at the Sloan Convention Center in Bowling Green, the annual Kentucky Commodity Conference.
It's an annual day where all the commodity groups, corn growers, soybean association, and small grain growers all come together to have their annual meetings, as well as several speakers lined up that day. And we'll conclude at night with the annual banquet that recognizes all the yield contest winners for the year.
Kentucky Soybean Association President Ryan Bivens of LaRue County says another conference feature is the annual presentation of prominent market analysts. With this past season's drop in market numbers, attention to marketing is all the more important.
Things may look doom and gloom at this point, you might say, but I think in all reality, everybody that's committed to production agriculture here in the state of Kentucky, as well as across the U.S., they realize there's ups and downs, and you know, you just got to be a little sharper and keep that pencil good and sharp and know where your expenses are at and be a little more cautious in how you spend money going forward.
Bivens says his group just recently had its annual update with U.K. researchers on some of their association-funded projects.
We have that meeting every year with U.K. researchers talk about a lot of the different things they are looking at. One of the goals of the Kentucky Soybean Promotion Board is to help increase the bottom line of farmers across the state of Kentucky. It's the checkoff dollars that are going into it. The farmers are the ones paying into it, so they need to see a return on their investment.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
I will take action against herbicide-resistant weeds. I will know my weeds, and I will stop them before they go to seed. I will do whatever it takes to give my crops the upper hand. I will use multiple herbicide sites of action because every action counts. I will take action, this time for all time.
This message brought to you by the Kentucky Soybean Promotion Board, funded by soybean farmers through their checkoff.
We're back with LaRue County's Ryan Bivens with the Kentucky Soybean Association on some of their activities on that research funding through the group. A most recent investment was to upgrade some of the researchers' equipment.
And they were starting to feel there might be a problem with, I hate to say skewed data, but not as good of data as what could be retrieved, and mainly because the combine was over 30 years old. So we were able to work through a joint effort through the university to help purchase and fund them a new research combine to go with their experiment station.
This Friday's Commodity Conference in Bowling Green will also feature a forum for the Commissioner of Agriculture candidates. There's the normal trade show, and of course, attendees will just shoot the breeze in the hallway. All in all, Bivens feels the mood is positive.
I think everybody will be in pretty good spirits for the most part. Yeah, we all realize things are going to be tighter going forth, but you know, it's nothing that we haven't overcome in production agriculture before.
The Kentucky Commodity Conference this Friday. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.